I want to answer a question before I, am I on? Before I get into any of my topic, and somebody came to me and he was humble enough to say, I don't know what you mean by cosmic battle. So I don't want to answer that question for everyone, because I understand that if he was the only one that was brave enough to ask it, maybe nobody actually understands what is meant by cosmic battle. The word cosmic is from the term cosmos, and the cosmos is the universe. Okay, that's the cosmos. You know, we have the planet Earth, you have the sun, you have the Milky Way galaxy, but the cosmos is essentially the universe. Okay, so a cosmic battle is like the battle of time. It's the battle. It's whatever the earth is about. We see bits of it throughout the Bible, where God and Satan are engaging in something. We understand that in the beginning of the story, all the kingdoms of the earth belonged to the prince of this world. But at the end of the story, which I will read tonight, or today, I will read to you, it belongs to the Lord. So whatever happens in that space, the war is actually won by the one we serve. And so we're actually, if you say yes to Jesus, what you're really saying is you're on the winning side. Now that, it most of the time it looks like we're losing. A lot of the time it looks like we're losing. At the cross, it looked like we were losing. It looked like it was over. But God has a way of taking those losses, just like he did the cross, injecting a resurrection. And there you have it. I want to read 2 Corinthians 7, verse 4, 2 Chronicles 7, 4, which I quoted this morning. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their lands, their land. I want to talk a little bit here at the beginning about something a little bit more on, as we understand it, on the soul side of things, not on the spirit side of things, but it connects to the spirit side of things, and that is healing. There's a lot of controversy around healing and the whole thing that we enter into these dark things as we're trying to be healed, and then we switch them over to the spiritual side of things. And we also get caught up in different things. And I'm not here to be an expert on these things. But one of the things in counseling, which I am a counselor, that often gets the people who are against counseling have a legitimate argument. And that is to say, you don't call it sin, you call it a sickness, or you call it something that it doesn't need redemption and forgiveness, it needs healing. I listen to that. I'm like, okay, I'd like to defend myself, but that's actually a pretty good argument. And so I take that and I put it into, because I am seeking truth. That's what I want. Because it's actually the truth that will make us free. It's not something else that will make us free. It's the truth. And so instead of being narcissistic about everything, and we're somehow just going to defend ourselves to righteousness, there's a molding and shaping that has to happen in us. I want to talk about some of my own healing, and I could talk about it for quite a while, but some of you cannot help but notice that I wore a coat to the pulpit. Okay. For some of you, the style of coat that I wear puts a big question mark in your heart about where I'm at with certain things. For some of you, you actually feel more comfortable. My heart is for unity. So if my heart is for unity, what am I going to do with that? My heart is to bring us together. So am I going to wear a coat sometimes and sometimes not? Is that what I'm going to do? I want to tell you my story with this coat. I was ordained to the ministry in 1996. In 1997, I went to the ministers' meetings in my home community, which I don't live in right now. I went there expecting blessing. I expected food. And what I saw as a young minister, 34 years old, was I saw something I did not like. I saw a power struggle. I saw dark, dark stuff. I was disillusioned by what I saw. And at one point from the pulpit, the one guy said, "Sure, y'all look really good sitting here with your straight-cut coats on, but bring your people and we'll parade them up front and then we'll see what you look like."